USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Although the defense has once again called for a mistrial, the Kyle Rittenhouse trial deliberations by the jury continue Thursday. Manhattan's district attorney announced Wednesday two of the three men convicted of the 1965 killing of civil rights leader Malcolm X will soon be exonerated. Khalil Islam died in prison in 2009. 83-year-old Muhammad Aziz on CBS News.
If I wanted to do it, I couldn't have done it. So that means they knew what they were doing when they put me in jail.
An anonymous whistleblower is saying data suppression involving missing ballots in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, from the 2020 election took place. A lawsuit claims an election machine shredded thousands of absentee and mail-in ballots, with the data corroborating it deliberately erased. Several videos were released as part of an effort to show the claims. Be sure to visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
A Republican representative has been punished for posting a cartoon on his social media accounts depicting violence against political leaders.
Arizona Congressman Republican Paul Gosar is the first House member to be censured in over a decade. The Republican lawmaker recently posted an anime video depicting himself killing his colleague, New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Along with being censured, Gosar is being removed from all of his committee assignments.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Mississippi inmate who killed his estranged wife and sexually assaulted her young daughter was executed by lethal injection Wednesday night. 50-year-old David Neal Cox was put to death at the Mississippi State Penitentiary at Parchman. The inmate filed court papers calling himself worthy of death and ditching all appeals. Cox was the first Mississippi inmate executed in 9 years. The Patriots will be at the Falcons in Thursday night football tonight. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As gas and oil prices in America continue to spiral out of control, the industry is blaming the Biden administration and their policies for the increased costs. The Biden administration says there's nothing they can do to lower prices and want an investigation into the industry's business practices. Texas Congressman Republican Austin Pfluger tells Fox News the White House is not being truthful.
Well, the president has done everything in his power to stifle production. You know, we've seen an all-out war and an assault starting with the cancellation of the Keystone Pipeline. Meanwhile, he has green-lighted the Nord Stream pipeline. And let's just get the facts straight. At this time last year, there were 312 rigs actively drilling, and right now there's 556. That's about a 75% increase. And the pandemic was terrible. There was a demand destruction. And you're right, I represent one of the most prolific oil and gas producing regions in the world. That's the Permian Basin. And what we say there is it's Midland over Moscow, it's Odessa over OPEC. But what the president is saying is that he wants foreign production, and he has an all-out assault through every policy that you see. So the American public is not buying any of this rhetoric. It's just complete nonsense.
Representative Pfluger on what is happening.
When you look at capital markets and the access to capital, the ESG, environmental, social, and governance scores that a lot of the institutional lenders are using, with pressure from the Biden administration, with pressure from the left, makes it very difficult to access that capital. And then you factor in the labor shortages that are very difficult to get people to come back to work, and it is a perfect storm.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.